Welcome. It's Jen, and we are together for another journey. If you are here live, or if you are catching this recording near to when it was created, it is March 13th, 2024. It is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's a really full energy month. If you are here around the live date or on the live date, there's so many different things that we could choose to tap into. We've already started getting into some spring stuff for those of you who are following along in order and live time. But we are less than a week away from the spring equinox, from the new astrological new year. So that is the energy that we are going to be working with a bit more in today's visualization. And the theme is clean slate energy. So if you are not here anywhere near at all the time this was recorded, my knowing is that what brought you here is maybe you're ready for new beginnings. Maybe you're ready for endings. Endings create new beginnings, right? But for you, you're here for maybe wanting something similar to that fresh, clean slate energy. And my personal more so time of new year than January, where we live, even if we're in North Carolina or somewhere close to where I'm at, we do still experience winter. We do still experience things around us dying, turning in less light, less color. And we feel that. And so we're going to be celebrating the new year, kind of. And also, if I haven't shared this yet in anything or in any of my spring things, the reminder that, even though we're in this space where we are shaking off the winter in that lethargic kind of cocooning going energy, a reminder that the upward, faster moving energy of spring for some of us can feel a little ungrounding and can create anxiety. So while it feels good, it can also create feelings of anxiousness. So if that is what you get during this time of year, in addition to some other things, just know that you're not alone. So that is also going to be some energy that we're bringing to the mix. And we're going to go ahead and get started now. And what you're going to find in this is I'm going to leave what I feel like, at least when I was writing it, is more space. And we're really just going to appreciate some simplicity here. Really letting go of those things that are getting in the way of that clean slate energy and really allowing our space to prepare and receive this newer energy we're receiving. So as always, check to see if there is a certain way that you would like to receive this offering. You might be sitting down. You might be lying down. Think about how you want to be if it's important to you to stay awake, or if you'd actually rather open yourself up to fall asleep. If you are sitting up, is your back supported? If you are sitting up, are your feet on the floor? If you are lying down, do you have something supporting your knees? Do you have something below your head? Something under your neck? Just start to look at the environment around you and say, what do I want supporting me? What do I want on me? We might be using weighted blankets, weighted stuffed animals. Lots of different weighted things these days, sandbags. Going ahead and getting yourself settled. As always, it's okay to move within the experience, but we do want to keep you as still as we can, just to keep that container settled. Now, if you get really uncomfortable, let yourself move a little bit. This is going to be a guided visualization today, not a yoga nidra. Yoga nidra has many of the same components that our yoga nidra does, but yoga nidra offers just a bit more. As we start to work with this clean slate energy and imagining that in this moment, we are beginning to let go. Letting go anything that is in the way of us receiving clean slate energy. This clean slate energy is a new energy. It's a renewing energy, a rebirth energy, an upward moving energy, a quicker moving energy. And we begin to imagine our pattern of breathing. And we come in with our very own pattern, our very own rhythm, and different things over the course of our days change our rhythm. Every excitement, every heartbreak, every joy, every gasp, it impacts our pattern, our way of breathing, our inhale and our exhale. And so we want to give our breath, we want to give our breath a return to a clean slate, letting go of shallow breathing, letting go of breath that may have gotten stuck in the body. And so we just begin to pay a little bit more attention to our breathing. And feeling the inhales and the exhales. Inhale. Exhale. A little bit of a bigger inhale. A little bit of a bigger exhale. Our breath will always be here for us. So let's notice that rhythm. And we feel the inhalation through the nostrils. We feel the exhalation through the nostrils. Clean slate energy. Imagining all that older stagnant breath is even removing itself from our airways, from our circulation. Each breath that we take in the moments that we're together is going to be restoring. Imagine every exhale, letting go of a little bit more of that rhythm that's not yours. The stress we carry, the tension we pick up, the stories we tell ourselves that creates even more tension in the breath. We let the inhales and exhales be soft and gentle, returning more and more to our rhythm. Feeling nourishing, regenerating, rejuvenating, life-giving breath. And feel the clean slate energy returning to your breath. Deeper breath. And we start to bring some of our awareness over to our physical body. And noticing in our physical body, if there's anywhere in this moment we can get even more comfortable, maybe let go a little bit more. Let a finger fall. Let our head rest a little more. Feel the support behind our shoulders, our head. And cleaning all the old, stagnant, stale, stuck energy from our physical body. And just taking a moment to send vibrance, vitality, healing to every cell in our physical body, the tissues, the ligaments, the tendons, the blood, the muscles, the skin, your organs, all the physical body, the insides that we can't see, the outsides that we can't see, the parts that we love and fully accept, the parts that we struggle to love and fully accept. So wishing all of the physical body release, all of the physical body well. And as each breath is continuing to reset, recalibrate the rhythm, we feel the body responding to it. The body maybe getting a little heavier, maybe getting a little lighter, maybe a little bit of both. Maybe feeling some bigger inhales and exhales as the body starts to settle, starts to release. And keeping in mind that our nervous system and our mind are really kind of part of the physical body. So we imagine our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. We imagine that coming a little bit more into regulation in this moment. We imagine less of that imbalance. The high is a little less low. The low or the high is a little less high. The low is a little less low. Our baseline coming in to a little bit more calibration. Imagining it's becoming easier and easier with each tool we receive, with each tool we practice. It gets easier and easier to turn the switch off, to say it's time to rest. It gets easier and easier to shift our state. It gets easier and easier for the physical body to settle. And if the physical body isn't settling any easier, maybe what gets easier and easier is our ability to meet ourselves where we're at, knowing that whether or not we're settled is actually okay. Wishing our nervous system well. Imagining the control center coming back into calibration for that clean slate energy. Our mind is part of that physical body. Separate, but also not separate, right? Beginning to notice where we bump into the physical body or the emotional body. Apologies for some of the misspeaking, friends. I started my cycle last night and I think I'm feeling all of the things coming. It's got me a little bit tired and a little bit stumbling upon my words. May we all give ourselves a little bit more grace. But noticing where we meet our emotional body. And it's not the physical body, But it's almost like it lives somewhere within it. Places of the physical body that are a little bigger sometimes hold emotions that are not processed, we're not ready to, don't know how. And sometimes when we're still or doing certain practices, we activate that emotional body and we feel things. So we send love, release, permission to our emotional body and invite anything in this moment that is ready to leave the space more fully from the emotional body to leave the space. Noticing if we have a notice again if any sounds, any movements while you're here would help any releasing from that deeper part of the physical body. Are we feeling any emotion that we honor, that we allow to flow? Emotions aren't meant to hold on to. Imagine that if you're trying, your fingers just open a little bit and the emotions fall through your fingertips. Emotions aren't meant to be held. They're meant to flow freely, moving in and out. Just feeling that emotional body, the in and the out, the flow of the emotional body. Each fuller, more cleansed, more your breath. Giving your body more clean, energized breath, which supports your mind programs, which supports your emotions. And everything feels like maybe it's getting cleaned, cleared. And maybe you imagine an eraser, a magic eraser in there. Yeah, maybe an eraser from school back in the day for some, right? Imagine your slate being cleaned, cleared, thoughts falling away, feelings, programs, people, things. Feel it, trust it, practice letting it. Honoring sadness, anger, confusion, overwhelm, holding space for the entire body of emotions that we vacillate through as humans. Turning any judgment that might be in the space to curiosity, to love, allowing all things to flow. And remembering and saying to yourself three times, if necessary, I am safe in my body. I am safe in my body. I am safe in my body. And then just imagine the nervous system is running through all kinds of files right now and choosing which ones to permanently delete, which ones to let go of a little more because you're not ready for all of it. Which ones to write over, which ones to lessen. And we begin to shift our awareness over to the emotional body. That will mean something different to each of you. But knowing that when we're regulating our breath, when we're supporting our physical self, our human, the mental capacity, the emotional capacity, all the different things, our spirit gets to thrive. And our spirit might be on a different journey than our human. And that can be challenging. And we take a moment to honor the spiritual body. And inviting that to even let go of any old patterns of stories that we may have picked up over timelines, dimensions, lifetimes. We imagine that clearing now. Letting go, clearing. And we pause and we sit here in silence and quiet as we imagine inside in the fabric of us. We call in our guides, our passed away loved ones, our support from other realms, and we ask that they let go. Help us let go of anything that gets to shift and move and transmute and transform. And we bring in anything in this moment that's meant to support us with that. And we just let the fabric weave. And just imagine there's a bright light coming down right now. Yeah. Shining upon your body. And just being in the stillness of your space and whatever comes up right now, as you imagine in this moment, your slate is being cleaned. It's being cleared. Old energy falling away, being recycled, being transformed. New energy coming in. Don't need to know what to do with it yet. It's okay. Feeling the renewing, the rebirth. As in this moment or close to it, we are on the cusp of that new year. And if it's not that time in real time for you, what has you in this energy now? Is it possibly a metaphorical new year? Is it a new beginning? Is something ending? Just in silence and quiet, let what comes to you come. And take a moment to notice if anything needs to be taken out of this experience. Was there a feeling you had that's important to capture through writing, through picture? Was there a word, a phrase, a commitment? Is there anything that's required for you to take out of here to keep cleaning and clearing the slate? Just allow it to come. I'm going to close the space here right now, just a few minutes early than the 30 minutes. I'm going to close it at 25 since there's no one here live, just to create different lengths of time for these visualizations and nidras. So there's an abundance of different ones for you. and the best gift you could give if you enjoyed this. Invite someone to subscribe, invite someone to try a drop in, share it in a story or anywhere else, spread the word, and let's get as many people on these journeys as experiences as we can, friends. Let's make an impact. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you soon.